It's a major problem, and we need to tackle it one way or the other. The roadsides are a total disgrace, and you heard me asking the questions of the day. There is the problem with insurance. If you go out on the roadside and something happens, who's responsible? So what I was asking there to see, is there any way around that, or can there be a special insurance got? And I hope that something can be done about that. As regards the dumping there, you know, there was legislation passed for cameras to be put at bottle banks. And that's going in over a year and a half, and we still haven't seen the cameras there. It would certainly be a major help for to stop the amount of dumping. I believe that we have lost the battle with the dumping. We have lost the battle with litter, and I think, you know, we need to get it organised and get it sorted once and for all. And I am disappointed that there is no cameras at bottle banks at this minute in time.
Is there any clarity as to why that hasn't happened? As you mentioned, legislation had been passed some time back for them to be in situ.
Well, that's why I have asked the question today, and I hope that by the January meeting that there will be a report back on that, you know, because, as I did say, you know, Tidy Towns, Donegal County Council workers, Tooth workers, are up to the pin of their collar every morning, every afternoon, clearing rubbish and garbage away from bottle banks. And some of it is not, you know, just the people should have to do that. Because it's certainly serious, and it's thrown a blight on the whole area.
It is quite the task, though, you would have to concede, to be monitoring every road in South Donegal to ensure or to try and find the culprits.
Well, the roads are certainly a problem. The bottle banks are the major problem, where you can go down to the bottle bank in the morning, and last week I went down to a bottle bank and there was a fridge there, and there were 14 bags of rubbish there, you know. Now, if the camera was there and that was picked up on and there was a prosecution, you'd certainly control it. The roads are a major problem, and that you did hear today at the council chamber, the health and safety there, and I understand that. And who will take responsibility, God forbid, if somebody gets hurted when you would be doing the roadsides?